Let me give thanks to God to because of our meeting today, Brother Felix. For sure, it's the Lord who directs times and seasons. To him be all the glory and honor. We have been in the book of Romans chapter 11. And it's a continuation today from verse 25 downwards.
Verse number 25.
I remember last week we paused or we ended at verse 25. And we'll just read it and have a continuation on that. Verse 25 of Romans chapter 11. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
Verse 25.
Paul is saying that this is a mystery, but you should know it. And the Bible says that it was God who did this because of whatever he was in his plans. And it's a revelation that came to Apostle Paul to speak or to preach to the people in the book of Romans. And nobody can understand the word of God if it is not God who come up with a revelation. God is to reveal himself so that one might understand him. If he will not do that, then it's very difficult for one to understand God. Understanding God comes from God. Hearing the word of God comes from God. Knowing Christ of the scriptures comes from God. All things work together to the saints of God. And today when we read verse 26 says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Here, verse 26 is saying that, and so all Israel will be saved. So how can one understand the word of God if the Bible says all Israel will be saved?
abantu abetsetse baje mawo amurungu ngati bakufuna nokuti aisraeli onse adzapulumuka.
Because we understand that this gospel that we are preaching, it's a selective gospel. Because the true gospel never speaks about serving all the people in the world. No. But the truth is, only the remnant, a certain group of number of people, will be saved and others will be left to themselves. And we never get saved because of our good works done. We never get saved because of our decision in choosing God. Nobody can choose God. Everything of our choice is but nothing. And a man never have a good decision in choosing things. But when it frees God to reveal Christ in us, it's when he opens our eyes and see how God did in salvation. And then we see that salvation is of God only. It's when we see that we have been saved by that grace of God. It's when we see that even grace never comes to everybody. It only goes to the remnant, to the elected sinners. Now, because this gospel is selective, now here there is verse 26 whereby it is speaking about all Israel to be saved. Now, if they said all, it means the spiritual Israel, not the physical Israel. Because Romans chapter 9 says, chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 6. Verse 1 says, I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Verse 1.
Ndine na zona mwa Kristu. Sindi na ama ae. Chikumbo chimachanga. Chichita umboni pamozi ndi ine mwa mzimu woyera.
Which means Paul is speaking that he is speaking the truth.
Apapa Paul apone sabishime na flow flight dicho unagi.
But the question might be, what is the truth?
Kuma fuso njimone na kuti.
The answer, the truth is Christ Jesus. Now, when Paul is saying that he's speaking the truth in Christ, it means he's speaking of Christ alone. And he's bearing a witness, meaning he's preaching this Christ in the Holy Spirit. He's preaching Christ in the Holy Spirit. There is nobody that can speak the truth and sideline the Holy Ghost. He needed to have the Spirit of God so that he could preach of Christ. So Paul says he is speaking the truth. He's preaching Christ. Now let us see the truth here. Verse 6 of the same book of Romans chapter 9, whereby it says, but it is not that the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel. Yes. Here, it's a selective message again. It's a message that's coming with the division. He's dividing people into two. Number one, he's speaking about Israelites according to the Spirit. And number two, it's a physical Israel. Because it's speaking that not all Israel are Israel. Which means there is other Israelites, but they are not genuine Israelites. And there is another Israel who are the original Israelites. But it's God who created the two. He made them to live together like they are one. They were walking, doing whatever like they are one. But the one who created the two knows these two. He knows from their beginning. One of themselves is like they are the same, they are one in their lineage. But when the gospel comes, it will split the people, it will divide the people, it will separate others from others. Here the Bible says, not all Israelites are Israelites. Which means people saw that these are Israelites. And even themselves, they call themselves that they are Israelites. But the one who created them know their original basis. Which means the other Israelites, this fake Israelites, they just foolish themselves.
Yeah.
They just foolish themselves. But when it comes to the time, their eyes will be open
and
know their destination. And this the original Israelites. They just wait for their time. If the time comes for them, they will be drawn to the Lord. And their eyes will be opened. And they'll see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they will bow and praise the name of God. Not all Israelites are Israelites. which means there is some and there is others. When you do the book of the same book of Romans that we have already read of chapter 11, it shows that all Israelites should be saved. While you are here, it is speaking that there is two Israelites. How can we understand the truth? Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Here again, it's a selective message. Because it is saying that not all the people who say, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Meaning there is two. One is to inherit, other is to fail. And here shows that the one that will manage are the ones who does the will of the Father God. But here we see that nobody can manage to do the will of God on himself. It's only when you need to preach to God to help you understand the word of God, then you see that doing the will of God is helped by God himself. So the will of God is to obey and exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. Doing the will of God is not exercising your decisions, exercising your capability, no. It is just hearing and understanding and obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. It is when you see that in you there is nothing that you can do to be saved. It is only when your eyes are opened and you see that it is only Christ who can serve me. Oh, I am a sinner, but thank God because of his salvation. Because he saved me without my good works. It is when my eyes are open, this when I will see this. And when my eyes have been opened, we'll see that everything is done and worked out by God and God alone. And you start worshiping, exalting, and blessing the name of God always. But when your eyes are still blind, You think that in you there is something that you can do and being appreciable or desired by everyone. And you started exercising your will, thinking that in your will there is something good. But in a human being, there is nothing good. Verse 22 of 7th chapter of Matthew.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 22 of Matthew chapter 7. Here it says many will say, which means it is saying that a few will not say. Which means it's only a few that will not say. And if it is only a few that will not say, it means there is a selective gospel here again. This is selective gospel. It is dividing here by saying many will say. When they say many will say, it shows that there is two groups of people. The first group will say a word. They will speak a word. They will speak a word. A certain group of people will speak a word. And the other group will be silent. Because they have got nothing to speak. Nothing good in them. Just being served by the grace of God. By the will of God, when they see their works, when they see what they did, their works, they just saw everything as evil, as dumb, as nothing. The more they see this, it's when Christ will be revealed to them and see that it is Christ who did the work of serving them. The gospel is a selective message. So when we go back to Romans chapter 11, verse 26, that we are there. It is saying that, and so all Israel will be saved. Here it is speaking that all the Israel that Christ erected, that God erected, nobody will go to hell. Here Here is a comforting message that all Israel, nobody will perish. So when they said all Israel, it showed that all the elected people, that if you are an elect, if all the elects are there, nobody will perish. Salvation is never missed. God, when they said all Israels, it means God had an exact number of Israels. When they say all Israels, it is speaking the exact number of people to be saved. Which means God knows the exact number of the people to be saved. And nobody will miss this. That God, if you are one of them, some God, if I am one of them, God himself who erected one before the foundation of the world. He elected the sinners, the his church, before the foundation of the world. When he was coming into this world, he never went to everybody. He never came to nobody. He just came to the exact number already in grace. Two speaks about the amazing grace.
She saw.
Ocho da bintatu chandi olo mota wota yika wabe seka wako Gua ona chiso moja loa kiba kuta yinga manta cha. It is speaking about the amazing grace.
Afulakula sechisomo chodabuyisa.
The grace that saves people. The grace that never left to themselves the erected sinners. The amazing grace that comforts the sinner. The amazing grace that when it comes to you, when he comes to you, you feel protected. And you feel comforted. You worry nothing. You fear nothing. Even whatever comes against. Even whatever comes in love. The grace comforted. The grace encourages. And the grace blesses. You feel blessed with this grace. And you feel at home because of this grace. And when you are at home, you are at rest. We have got peace with the God in Christ Jesus. So when we go back to verse 26 of Romans chapter 11, he says, and all Israel will be saved. Meaning all the elected sinners will be saved. Why are to be saved? It's because God has already set their salvation. And everything has been already set forth and done by Christ Jesus on the cross. And this is not just started in the Old New Testament. It comes all the way back from the Old Testament. Because verse 26 says, as it is written. Which means the Old Testament has already spoken this. That Israel will be saved all in its number. Is this not comforted the sinner erected one? Is this never comforted us? For sure in the gospel there is comfort. If the gospel is preached to us, it comforts our hearts. It spoke with my heart. And I feel at home because of this place. And you always bow before the Lord. And you always spoke or praise or sing songs of praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are at home. The grace of
saved
me. So in the Old Testament has already been written. It speaks like this. There is a quote there of Old Testament. Whereby it says, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Verse 26.
aisraeli onse atapulumuka monganso kunalembedwa kuti atapuluka ku Siyoni mpulumutsi iye atatotsa tsamano kwa Yakobo.
The deliverer will come out of Zion.
Atatuluka ku Israeli mpulumutsi.
Who is this deliverer?
Ndani amene atapuluka ku Siyoni mpulumutsi.
This is no any other one but Christ Jesus.
Machiso wina aidi Yesu yekha.
Christ is to come from Zion.
Yesu achokera ku Siyoni.
Coming with deliverance to his people.
Amene akapuluse ana akapuluse ana ake ndi kwapulumusa.
When we are talking about deliverance.
Amene tikulanguma za kupulumusidwa.
It means there is something very dreadful, very huge that is making people to be in danger.
Akunena kuti akapakambasa kutuluka ndipo udali kwina kwake kunoda kuilika udali koma lachiopsezo ndiko angozi koma chisomo chinakutulutsa kumeneko.
It's like when you are on a critical situation, something is coming to secure you, to protect you.
Sikungoonetse kuti udali pamalo achiopsezo opanikizika amene padali besu china chinono kadatha kuchita.
It's like you are in a vehicle, in the minibus, in the bus, and it made an accident, but you have been protected and secured.
Siringati kuti udali minibus kapena mugari moto ngegari kuti kuchita ngozi koma iwe iwe ndikutetezedwa.
You are secured, protected, not because of the styro and plan that you did, but because of the deliverer that comes the exact time of accident.
Osati kuti unapulumuka kuti udachiteke nakake ai koma kuti Kristu namina achita kukuteteza kuti iwe usaonongeke.
The deliverer will come out from Zion.
Opulumutsa atachokera ku Zion.
It's the Old Testament court.
Chimene chikuchokera mchipangano chakare.
Which means salvation starts all the time back. When I'm speaking about salvation being provided by the deliverer, I'm not talking about having a business, having a good marriage, having whatever. No.
Mina tukambasa chipulumutso chochokera ku Siyoni sitinanthauza kukhala ndalama zambiri, kukhala ndi nyumba yabwino, kukhala ndi magari moto.
We have been persuaded never to speak about materialism. We have got no any other business with them. The only gospel, the only thing that we are having is this gospel. That Christ is the deliverer of Israel. And it's already set forth all the time back in the Old Testament.
You'll
come with the deliverance. He will deliver his people. And he said that the deliverer will come only to deliver Israel.
Atabwera kutuluka ku Zioni ndikudzapulumutsa iwo amene ali ake a Israel.
Which means, again, it's a selective message.
Kusonyeza kuti iwo ndi uthenga wa kusankhilatu.
That when time of saving, salvation is never been given to everybody but to a particular group of people.
Chipulumutsi pobwera sitabwerera aliyense.
When it is speaking about Israelites, it is speaking about a particular group of people, Lafre, a church of Christ. And it's Lafre called to be a church of Christ. And when we are talking about Israel, or Israel to be saved, meaning the church of Christ is to be saved.
pamene tikunena kuti aisraeli osankhidwa adzapulumuka tikunena mpingo wa ambuye umene udzapulumusidwa
the question might be funso ndiili when will israel be saved when will israel be saved
funso ndiili ndilipi limene israeli adzapulumusidwe
it is when christ was dying on the cross
ndi nyengo imene yesu amafa pa mtanda
that day of dying
tsiku limene anafa
that period moment of dying
nyengo itayandikira kuti yesu akufa
that period hung on the cross
nyengo imene yesu amakomedwa pa mtanda
that time
nthawi imeneyi
that moment
imeneyi nyengo imeneyi
the church of christ has been saved The process of dying on the cross. It was the process of saving his church. He was saving the church when he was dying on the cross. And all the people has been completely being saved. Nobody
rested.
All being saved at that moment. They were saved at that moment. Oh, thank God because of this salvation. Thank God because of that moment. We sing songs of joy because of that moment. He was alone dying on the cross. He dies alone without help by somebody. He was dying alone on the cross.
Yes,
having the number of people to be saved. He had the exact number in his body. When he was dying, he was giving the life to the church. That moment, the church was receiving life. That moment, their sins were taken away. When he was dying, he was snatching the sins from the hands of the
irrigant
and giving them life at that moment. Here Christ dies. And on the promised day, he raised up. When he was rising up, the church was already home. And he was already having the life. We have been saved on that day. Oh, thank God because of that day. The day of dying. The day of sorrows. The day of devoting his life to death. The day of sacrificing his body. The day of snatching the erect from the hand of the evil one. The time of quickening, the time of giving life to the elect. Oh, what a day. It was a very good day. A very comforting day. A blessed day. That all Israel is never left to themselves. That day, the number of Israel being handed back into the hands of Christ Jesus. The day of providing salvation, redemption to his people. The day of a sinner being saved by the glass.
Oh,
you might be one of them. You might be one of them. Thank God because of this. And never being left to yourself. God will encourage you. God will be on your way. He will comfort you always. He will never let you orphan. God will be with you. And you have only one song. You have only one song to sing. The song that praises and worships and exalting Christ.
And
say, Baetekos, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. Oh, what a day. What a day. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together in your body in the cross. Thank you for the comforting message that you always comfort your saints. What a day. We bless you, Father, for making it possible, even though we were sinners, raised, but you come by our way and saved us from the hand of the evil one. Thank you that there is nothing good in us. It has been done only by thy grace to help us understand your word. For we understand. In our own, we never manage to hear your word. But when you help us, you uphold us with your grace. Then we see Christ and with his beauty. We worship you. We bless you. We exalt you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless each and everyone that was following this time of worship. Even when it will be posted on our internet. Bless this means and ways of communication so that it might meet your saints and being drawn to yourself. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.